So listen to what I'm telling you. And if you listen and think about it, all the puzzle pieces will fit together. Gravity, language, the cycles of sleep, the digesting of food, the trees growing, the plants growing, the way the birds fly, the way the fish move. If it was all random, the fact that the color red is red no matter if you go across the ocean, the color blue stays the same. If it was all random, if it all changed every day, you would have no stability. You would have no way to function in a normal way. If you went to sleep and all of a sudden time sped up, and all of a sudden you woke up an hour later, it messed up your body rhythms, you know. So the fact that you have stability when it comes to water seeks its own level, when you take a screw gun and you screw a piece of sheetrock to the 2x4, it works the same every time. When you say good morning, how are you, how's it going, and it's the same conversation, it's the same words every time. If it was unstable, if tomorrow people woke up and said good afternoon, how are you, or good afternoon, you are how, or something like that, if they were speaking different, it would destabilize you. And if you get destabilized, you're going to get sick and eventually you're going to die. So there has to be stability. Now, where does the stability come from? Does it come because the earth is going around the sun and the moon and all that stuff is happening? Is that where stability comes from? No. It comes from God. Because the language is not dependent on the earth going around the sun. The language is just the language. If your language was changing every moment, if the synapses in your brain were changing and not following a certain pattern, you would be destabilized. You wouldn't be able to function. Hello? Think of anything. I mean, there's a million things you could pick out. The way the honeybees work, the way the cells in your body grow. There's stability. It's not held together by the way the cells in your body are growing. Do you really think it's held together because of the stars and the sun and all? No, God put it into your body when he built this creation. And so the fact that there's, you know, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. Yeah, the heavens do, but also in the just the fact that you speak a language and you can hear what I'm saying. It's a common language. If gravity changed every 5 minutes, as you're going down, driving down, you couldn't even walk, much less drive your car. If gravity was changing all the time, you couldn't even drive your car. If the medium of water changed all the time, the fish couldn't live and do their thing. So no matter where you, what you look at, it's a system that God has set up for your benefit to seek Him and know the truth and be saved. And so who holds it all together? Who keeps this place stable? Is it the stars, the moon, the sun? No, it's Jesus. He holds it all together. You already know how it feels when there's a tornado or a storm or something and the tree falls on your house, or something messes with your car, or, you know, you already know how it is when things get out of order with the wind or whatever, with people around you acting disorderly. You already know how it feels, and you don't like it. So imagine if gravity was changing, if the light and the dark was changing, the seasons were changing all the time. The devil's trying to mess, the devil's trying to destabilize everything, yeah. We know that. But for the most part, it's any kind of destabilization, unless it's some kind of major catastrophe like a hurricane or something. Everything's stable for the most part. There might be some earthquakes and stuff every once in a while, but it's a pretty stable place. Especially when you look at the words and the language and the syntax and all that stuff, it's pretty stable. When somebody makes a machine, you go to put a quarter in a machine and the slot is the same. If the slot was moving and changing, you wouldn't be able to put a quarter in the machine. If everything was shifting and morphing and changing all the time, you couldn't function. So who's holding it all together? I mean, if you look at Jupiter and Saturn and all those so-called planets, if they are, who knows, the gas giants, you know, if everything was moving and morphing and changing, like I'm looking at some guys like 50 foot up painting a wall, you know, if that jack, let's say the thickness of the paint changed, they wouldn't be able to paint that wall. If the molecular structure of your body changed, you wouldn't be able to function. And this is how the devil wants to destabilize everybody. Change the foundations. Doctrinal foundations, but not just doctrinal, but just the way people believe about reality. Meaning the Adam and Eve thing. It's Adam and Eve. You can't, there's no other. When Adam saw, he paired up the beast of the field, and he saw that each beast had a helpmeet, and he says, well, I don't have God have a helpmeet. God put him to sleep. And he found somebody, he woke up, and it was somebody taken out of the side, out of his side, and he said, oh, this is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, right? And women like when you say that. Why do they like that? Why do women like love? You know, if you say love, oh, I love you. Why do they like that? The man wants respect. The woman wants love. You know, the man wants to be in a relationship where he don't want to be in a relationship that the woman don't love him. You know, nobody wants that. But it's mainly respect. Because he sees her respect as love, her doing her duty as love, being faithful as love. That's the way he sees love. Woman sees love as an emotional thing until she gets older. So the stability of Adam and Eve, night and day, up and down. What if all of a sudden up was down and down was up? Hello? Isn't that what the devil's trying to do right now? What the devil's trying to do. So that tells you not only is it controlled by God, it's a simulation, it's a temporary thing. The Bible makes it very clear that the shape will be changed. The form that the earth is in now is going to be renovated. It's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. This is just a simulated training program to build you up spiritually, if you're willing to go that way, you know.